You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
How did you see 2020, Donald? Did it affect your life much, or how did Christmas go for a start? Just answer those two questions. I'll just tell you before you do answer them, because I can see you're pondering. A man who used to be on this show, Mickey Sheehan, Magic Mike.
I do know. How's that? Keep going.
Do you know, he had it pointed to me, the microphone. Did any of his, what he said, come on?
Well, it's very hard to talk and read at the same time.
Bloke yesterday called Jason. I think he's a chandler. Is that a boat person, does ropes and stuff? I was chatting to him yesterday and he said, he said, oh, by the way, I listened to the podcast. He's gone up to, I don't know, he's got up to Turrumbury or something. He said, and tell Don I can't hear him. He doesn't speak into the microphone. That would be a good example, Jace. He had the microphone.
What's his name?
Jason. He had the microphone Jason. Pointing to, pardon?
Jason.
What's that?
Is his name Jason?
He is painted on, Don. There's three times I said his name's Jason.
Jason.
Yes, Don?
This penis tight. You ready for a little quiz?
I am. What?
A fact.
Hang
some
on.
Facts.
Just, I was just, while you were thinking, I said that how did Christmas go? Our friend that used to be on this.
Oh, yes.
Mike. Yeah. Mike organised, now I'm told this was, I saw this on Google, I think. I might have been on Facebook or.
MySpace.
Was it on Australian Associated Press? It was an item. He said he asked his whole family around to Christmas dinner, and when they got there was no dinner. He thought they were bringing it, and they thought he was cooking it. So they went down to the local...
They had toasted cheese sandwiches.
Had toasted cheese sandwiches
stale bread.
For Christmas dinner and stale bread, mouldy bread, which is not
bad. How do you know all this?
Lizzie told us.
Lizzie.
Oh. Yeah, so there's Mick just drifting along nicely.
He didn't accept my quote too to clean up his place. You realise that?
Yeah. What? Is it too expensive?
Too expensive for him.
How much was it again?
$50
an hour.
Yeah.
By three.
Yeah.
But it's 150. How long would it have taken?
Probably 3 hours.
So he might have done $450.
Yeah, but if one guy did it, it would have taken about 2 or 3 days.
Mm. So what do you want? A whole complete makeover to his house?
No. Well, the garden done and. Up on the gutter and cleaning it up.
Yeah,
and
oh, well,
all
that's,
the rest. So
that's
you're
right.
Hanging, you know, by your teeth.
Well, he's not worried about how dangerous it is.
No,
he was just
no.
worried about the money, I presume.
Yeah.
Mind you, I think he's bought a hotel up in the country, hasn't he?
Yep.
He's what?
He bought a pub, according to
and
the
he's
paper.
Worried, he's worried about that.
He mightn't
that's
have been.
Why he bought a pub, Don.
Why? He's saving
tight.
His money.
He mightn't have not accepted your quote, Don, because it was too expensive. He might.
What?
Pardon?
I did a deal.
What
normally
did you say
it's
what for?
Normally down there is $80 an hour.
What did you say what for then? I was halfway through it and you said what? He mightn't have accepted your quote not because it was too expensive, Don.
Did you
what? Because, Don, he mightn't have thought you were any good at doing it. He might have
what?
Thought.
I'm not. Not itch. Good.
You listening to this? He mightn't have thought you were too expensive. He mightn't have thought you weren't competent at doing what he might have assessed your acumen.
I was doing the deal through Lizzie. Lizzie.
Oh, well, Lizzie mightn't have thought you were up to the mark.
No, Lizzie thought I was up to the mark.
Well, so if she was doing the deal and she thought you were up to the mark, why haven't you got the gig?
I don't know.
I offered you a gig.
Oh, yes. We would have finished up in trouble doing that little gig.
Like the Exxon Valdez.
Hey, on the good ship Venus. I would have got out there and cleaned it in the middle of the Yarra and finished up in jail.
Well, we did our due diligence, Donald, and we found out that you can't wash a boat in the Yarra because of water pollution. Mind you, if you ever see the crap that flows down that river when it rains, you can walk across from one side to the other with all the debris that's there. Dogs, tyres.
Really?
Dead dogs, tyres, cats, timber, chairs.
No, whoa. Are you serious about dogs
I'm
and cats?
Absolutely serious.
No.
You couldn't be. Take a photo next time.
Of no. Dead dog?
Yes, I cannot believe.
I have seen dead dogs float down there, dead fish, dead cats, dead rats.
Fish and rats, I understand.
Yes, no, I'm telling you the other living, breathing things that used to draw breath, I'm telling you those things drift down there. And we're worried about putting some soap suds in the water. Anyhow, that's fair enough. That's the ecology up and about.
So what are we going to do with the good ship Venus?
Well, we'll just wash it with water. I will. I will wash it with water.
When?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Now,
well, no, hang on. I'll give you a hand because you've got to hang by your teeth to do it.
Yeah.
You're a bit crotchety.
The last quote I got from you was to bring up a truck washing solution which had acid in it and emulsifiers and it completely took all the grime and crap off the boat. And I said, you sure that's legal, Don? You said, yes, it is. And you spoke to someone and they said, geez, you're not doing it in the river, eh? And they said, yes. I said, oh, Christ, you'll be locked up. I said, so you said, I can't do that job. I said, so you didn't give me
a harness. I've got a harness so we can strap ourselves when we've got to get up higher. You can hang on to the end.
You're making it sound like it's the Queen Mary, Don.
It is the Queen Mary. It's not.
Now, Don, so Mick, so he mightn't have not accepted your quote. I was willing to give you a chance and give you some...
you weren't going to be charged.
I wasn't going to let you do it unless I paid you. That's the difference.
No,
I don't ask you to come and do things because...
I don't care what you might ask. I said I'd do it for you at no charge.
Anyhow, there was a hollow... you're an Indian giver. Can we say you're an Indian giver?
Who's an Indian giver?
Well, you can't say that.
No.
That's an old term, isn't it? You're an Indian giver. I mean...
That's like Redskins lollies. You're not allowed to say that.
Or the Washington Redskins are no longer, or the Cleveland Indians are no longer.
And the Dixie Chicks. Why have they changed their name?
Because that has a connotation to the
Confederate.
Yeah.
Well, what's it?
No, Don. And you're not allowed to say brown paper bag now anymore.
Brown?
You can't say a brown bag. And
why?
You can't say what?
Why?
Well, because of the connotation of brown, I suppose. Racism.
No. Surely not.
It's
still a colour.
It'd be a paper bag. You wouldn't call it a brown bag. It's a paper bag.
Well, they're brown. Put it in a brown paper bag,
just
please.
Just put it in a paper bag.
Well, what happens if the paper bag's white? What? Or black? Or blue?
I haven't seen too many white or black paper bags. I've seen brown ones.
Go out and buy some gifts one day and see what colour
white
bags are. You're not allowed to say picnic. Because
picnic.
It's meant to be some relation or extrapolation of being lynched when you're in America.
Picnic.
Picnic. It's a French word meaning pique-nique.
You know, I watched it.
To eat outdoors.
While we're talking about this rubbish, I watched a film the other night on Netflix called The Yorkshire, The Ripper.
Mm.
Okay, Johnny.
Go
I was
on.
Looking at, you look at people.
No, you don't have to look at him when
have
you
seen it? Have you seen it? It's a four-part series, The Ripper. And the police were putting down who they thought, you know, the Ripper, they thought was going after prostitutes. Now, what are you laughing at?
Yeah, the way you said hookers, yeah. Going
hookers,
on prostitutes.
Hookers or whatever else.
Yes, prostitutes.
That was initially, that's who he seemed to be going after. So they said he goes after the feminists. Can you believe the feminists got involved? Now, isn't the idea to try and solve a murder? Yet the feminists get involved. And they've got to be called women. You cannot refer to them as prostitutes.
Well, if you're trying to create a pattern of certain types of people, I'm agreeing with you, Donald. If you're trying to create a pattern of who this person goes after, they wouldn't be accountants or lawyers or truck drivers or ballet dancers.
Plumbers.
They are actually people who are women of the night. They are prostitutes.
There were some women that weren't women of the night who happened to be walking along the street by themselves at night. At night, so there were a couple of exceptions, but generally it was, prostitutes.
Well, hang on then.
But why do these feminists have got it? Why has someone got to get in? Isn't the idea to try and solve this murder? I mean, he kills 13-odd people, I think, or there's a lot more that he didn't confess.
Yes, but you're lumping in with the people that he killed, the women that he killed. You're lumping everyone that he killed as a prostitute when they weren't.
But I'm saying initially that's what the police came up with. And then eventually it was women, you know, that were by themselves at night. But anyway, but the point is, why are feminist groups, minority groups, got to get involved in issues?
We'll get on to...
Was that at the time or now?
No, that was at the time.
Mm. There's an interesting thing. We'll do this in sport about feminists railing up against something that we have identified 2 years ago, which is now starting to manifest itself, and the feminists... The people are on our side, or we're on their side, but we, I think, started it before they even thought about it. And we'll do that in sport.
Can I ask you, you're a fairly worldly type person, could you tell me this penis, what penis makes the largest type of erection?
What's that, Don, please?
This penis type makes the largest erections. Can you tell me what it'd be, a short one, an uncircumcised one, a wide one, or a curved one?
Is this we on?
I don't know. What do you think? Go again.
Well,
what type of penis makes the biggest,
largest erections?
Happy penis.
Yeah, go again. And what were the options?
Okay, the options are the short ones.
Well,
uncircumcised ones, wide ones, or curved ones.
And what's the premise of this question, Donald?
Well, I've just got a card here.
Oh, well, I see. So how would we know that? That's just
well, it's
come
just
out
like
of
you reading those if.
Well, I say I'm going to give you some if questions, and then people are...
It's just an odd question out of nowhere,
it's
Don.
Just,
well,
we were talking about Christmas dinner and you giving a quote to Clear Mix Gutters and suddenly you've said what makes the biggest erection. Why don't you explain why you're doing this?
This is an informal conversation between three men.
This is normal.
Yeah. Well, it is normal.
What a normal conversation.
And can I ask you another question?
Standing around down the hotel having a couple of jars and someone says, by the way, don't worry about how's the summer going or where you're going for your holidays. What penis do you reckon gets the hardest erection? Well, and now they'd say, what?
And what's worldliness got to do with it? You said, Sam, you're quite a worldly man.
Yeah. What's that got to do with it? So explain why you're doing this. Explain why. What is this?
Well, I just received...
You said you had a card in your hand.
Yes, I've got a lot of little...
Where did you get them?
Hypothetical questions. So
that's not hypothetical.
Oh, well,
where did you get the questions?
Well,
don't say out of the box.
An acquisition over Christmas.
Thank you. This was a Christmas present,
was
it?
The answer.
Now, hang on. I'm going to have a stab at it. Just a minute, Donald. What? God, you're hopeless. Why wouldn't you
say... Why have you got to just answer the question?
Well, why wouldn't you say to the people listening, I was given this box of questions. Some of them are interesting and some of them are a bit risque, or some of them I was given this and they're quite interesting, and then go from there. And I would have said, like what? And you said, well, I'll give you an example. Which penis? Then that's how you started. You don't just out of the blue say which gives you the biggest erection when I'm speaking about you getting a quote for Mick's Garden.
Garden?
Whatever.
Well, what were you...
Come on, Sam, what's your answer?
Well, give us the clues again. Go on. I'll have a crack at it. Is this real or is this a joke?
This is bringing back memories.
Is this real or a joke?
This is real.
Righto, well, give us the questions again.
This penis type makes the largest erection. Short one, uncircumcised ones, wide ones.
What do you...
Go on.
I reckon it's three.
Or curved ones.
Yeah, I'm saying number three.
Wide ones.
No.
Yeah, I'm saying wide
no,
ones.
No, I'm not saying...
You're saying wide ones.
Number three. Whatever three
I'm
was.
Saying uncircumcised.
You're saying uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised, Donald.
Short ones is the answer.
What?
Short ones make the largest erections.
What, as in length? Is that what you mean?
Well, you asked the man, but there it is.
You asked the man. I'm asking you, stupid. It just proves you're not too old. You're not too old to learn stupid things, Donald. Tell me, why would that be the case? When you say the largest, you've got to say, is that circumference, width?
Is it relative?
Is it relative? Is it circumference? Is it length? Is it weight? Is it... you see, that question is bogus.
Would you like another question?
Well, yep.
Do you know the reason people started clinking glasses together before drinking? Why did they clink their glasses before
COVID.
No.
Okay.
Bullshit.
To spill their drinks on each other's cups to prevent poisoning.
John, I was about to give you an answer.
Now, you said multiple choice.
I will give you
multiple choice.
Multiple choice. To spill their drinks into each other's to prevent poisoning.
Yes.
Okay, the second.
A.
Because it sounds cool.
A.
Medieval.
Medieval, the fact that you got eyes.
Armies. Medieval armies used to mimic the sound of clashing armor.
Dashing clamor.
Spies in ancient times used the sound to communicate secrets.
A.
Rod?
Yeah, I think it's A too.
You are dead right, both of you.
Yes.
You're at the top of the class.
Well, I was going to answer that before you gave me the options. I knew that.
You're very smart. No, he's smart.
Is this just going to be a whole section
no, it's
on?
Not. That's well, it. That'll do.
Have a crack at one more.
Give us some more later.
You're so excited. You've got this gift. How did Christmas go? Did you sit down with the family?
I did.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering about Christmas.
Mr. You call it off?
Oh, I don't know about Christmas.
Is it off?
No, I don't know. It's losing it.
It's what, Don?
I think I'm getting old.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say, but I'm just wondering about Christmas. What about you?
Yeah, no. We went out to lunch at a hotel.
Don't you think that's impersonal, going to a hotel?
How'd that go?
I think it's impersonal. If I go with some people you don't know, it's impersonal.
How'd that go, Sam?
I went with some friends.
Well, why wouldn't you make it at home?
Hang on. How'd it go?
What do you mean, how'd it go?
Hang on. How'd it go?
Did they have a blue?
Hang on.
What happened?
They all got the runs.
They what?
They all had the runs afterwards.
What, food poisoning?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
The needle stuff.
Oh, really?
You said...
Where did you go?
Oh, where did you go? You said why really? Isn't that impersonal?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you sit at home and enjoy yourself and...
Well, I sat at this place until the food came to enjoy myself, and it was very nice being there.
Being there? But yes. What happened? A good meal? Obviously not.
I thought it could have been better.
Oh. What about you, Rod?
I'm very quiet.
What did you do?
You know, just nothing.
There you go. That's what I mean.
So did you exchange gifts?
Who, me or Don?
The best thing about Christmas
what is, it?
Is to see my grandchildren when they get their presents.
Did you see them?
Yes. It was just terrific.
What did you give them?
Oh, they got...
what did you give
what's
them?
What's that thing yeah, called with the them? Bricks? Lego.
What's that thing with the bricks?
Lego. You remember Lego? Well, don't laugh. You know, those...
Pretty big.
Those bricks. Lego.
The chocks that you...
You make little things, men and...
So did...
So, well, the boy got that. Will and Shuey got dresses. She loves the clothes.
Yeah, we all got home and... The wife.
Oh.
Not my wife. I had a friend of mine said, got some Legos. She got home and opened the Legos, and that was so they started building things.
Bubble. That was terrible.
So anyhow.
You have changed since you've been married.
He's mellowed.
A couple of big things.
Hey,
shut up.
Oh.
He has mellowed, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Couple of big things coming up, which
about time.
It's like everybody's at ease.
Yeah, everybody.
So
if it didn't happen earlier, he wouldn't be in the trouble that he gets himself into.
So Mick,
trying to change the subject, I think.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about things that happened over Christmas or are happening. Reunions. Do you know there's a big Fox reunion about because a couple of the people have left Fox now. Mick has departed Fox, I think.
So is Bill Cannon.
Bill Cannon, and there was a big reunion because...
Did Rod Law go?
Very good question.
No, hang on. Whoa. It hasn't actually happened yet.
He didn't get invited. He didn't get invited.
No, because... now, here's a man. Now, I pretend he's not here.
For Christ's sake. Yeah.
Don't blaspheme.
Yeah, don't blaspheme. Yes. It's Christmas.
I don't like blasphemy.
No, that's right. So, here's a man who started off Fox Sports.
No,
and
no,
the
look,
people... An Oa. Can I hear an echo?
He's got. It was. It was brought up for a completely. He's just.
I just go again, Don. I'm speaking to you now. Here's a man who started off Fox Sports those years ago, 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And the people who are working on it are there because he probably employed them in the first place or delegated his authority to find staff to get that show up and running,
and
Fox Sports.
And I don't work there anymore, so that's why you don't go. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, but he also upset a few people while he was there, the staff.
So, Don, here's the test of friendship.
Right.
So he gave people a start by employing them.
Can we not do this?
I'm going to just pretend he's... I'll turn you off in a minute.
I'm going to turn you off.
All right, well, you turn me off and I'll shout into your microphone. Here's a man who gave him all a start and he might have rubbed people up the wrong way because he might have demanded excellence or competence after he had given instructions on how he wanted the thing
run.
Well,
we don't worry about that, but he used to go off his...
He mightn't have gone off his crew.
He
did. It might have been warranted.
How do you know?
I know because they spoke to me.
And
who did?
What? Don't worry about who.
Were you invited?
What to?
To the reunion.
Of what?
What?
You've got the... Why would I get invited? Why would I get invited?
Why do you know any of this stuff?
What, about what?
Me going off my crew.
I get around town.
Not off my crew. I used to get shitty.
Oh, you got shitty.
But not, that's different.
Anyhow, there was a list of people to ask to go to the Fox breakup or reunion because things had bitten the dust and people were leaving. And they actually discussed, would they ask him? And they said, oh, no, he mightn't get on with some of the people who have been asked. I said, how pathetic can you get? If this man started it, wouldn't it be a great idea to ask him, maybe he can embrace all those people that he shouted
and
at?
And mending bridges?
Mending bridges. And
mate,
if you are a loyal friend, you will say, I tell you who is a necessity and is a prerequisite to come to this function, and that's Rod Law.
Mate,
and why wouldn't we ask him? We're bigger than that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
There's
two people involved.
Who are
selecting?
It doesn't matter.
Bill,
who are those?
Bill Cannon.
No problem with Billy. Billy and I are good mates.
Bill Cannon. No problem with Billy. And the other one, of course.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Oh no!
And there's no drama anyway. Long ago.
No,
let's move
on. No, it hasn't happened yet. The reunion.
No, but I'm saying what
reunion,
people are worried about happened so long ago.
Exactly my point. It's happened so long ago. Wouldn't you think time is a great healer? Let's ask the man who got it. Got us started.
Look out.
And we'll ask him. Yeah. And who said, we shouldn't ask
him?
Gingell.
We shouldn't ask him.
Seriously.
Because if you were a real friend of this man's, wouldn't you say, hang on a minute, he should be the first one invited.
Let's
all just shake hands, have a drink, have a bit of a revelry and merriment. You could bring your little questions along and ask who's got the biggest penis.
I wouldn't go.
No, but you could come along as the
entertainment.
You could be the floor show. You could ask all those questions about who chinks glasses and who's got a big dick and all that, and why is it big? And this could turn into a gala afternoon.
Who was the other one organising beside Bill Cannon?
I think Mick Sheehan was on the selection committee.
No wonder he wasn't invited.
Well, why? What, is Mick not like Rod?
Well...
He's one of my best chiners, so don't say...
Well, I tell you what, if I was someone's best mate, I tell you what I'd be doing. In the face of adversity, I'd be saying, no, I'm going to ask this man. This man deserves to be asked. And if he gives us the flick, fair enough. But I think in all clear conscience, we should ask him to come along, because after all, he started the thing, and if we are big enough just to look each other in the eye and say, well, look, it's been a great journey, and maybe we went off the rails every now and again, but it's great to be here because we're moving into 2021, and we could have all been dead this year from the COVID, the Wuhan COVID virus. I think it's just an extraordinary show.
The reunion's not going on?
No, of course it is.
No, it's going on.
Are you going?
No, but
I'll ring Billy Cannon for you.
Yeah,
No.
I'm not going. You think I'm going to go now after this carry-on?
Yes, I'm going to ring Billy.
I think Bill might say to himself, you know what? Don's got a very good point. I think we've overlooked. We've overlooked the fact.
Can we move
that
on?
This man is absolutely paramount and a necessity to be here because he started the bloody
thing.
All those years ago,
there is an assumption that there is a problem that isn't there.
There's an assumption and a problem.
Well, that isn't there anymore between me and people that I had the shits with, right?
Oh, you have.
No, not you.
Plural.
No. At times.
Plural.
No, just because I was a grumpy prick.
I think you're a bastard to work for.
Yeah, correct. I agree.
But that's not the point.
No, just there's no issue not here. That's the point. Just shut up.
There's no issue.
I don't work there anymore, for Christ's sake.
No,
don't blaspheme.
Yeah, no.
Don't stop it. You love it. You think this is hilarious.
No, you don't work there anymore, but if people who you had employed in the first place, Bill Cannon being one of them, are not appreciative, are they? They are fair weather friends. If they couldn't ask this man,
Don, let's move on. Seriously, enough.
You turn me off again, will you? You turn me off. Go on. Yeah. If fair weather friends, you're only a fair weather friend if sometimes you can't make a decision in all clear and due conscience and say, no, I'm drawing the line. We are asking this man to come along because he gave us all a job in the first
place. That's right.
And
Sheehan wouldn't be where he is or be able to afford to buy that country pub if it wasn't
for him. And he'd be able to afford to employ you to clean his gutters out.
Yes.
And
I've never felt more uncomfortable in my life.
When?
Oh, God, well,
why?
Listen to this shit you guys are winding me up about.
Is that true?
I've never seen you laugh so hard in your life.
That's the Fox.
Mate, this is bullshit. Let me just move. You're making things
the
worse.
The problem is, there's no problem. People selecting Bill Cannon and Mike Sheehan.
Yeah,
I think there's the problem. Well, anybody else? Yes, he would have been invited.
Well, how do you know that?
Can we stop? Seriously, no, but come on, go back to your list.
Those two people have decided to make an assumption that some of the other people there mightn't feel comfortable with Rod because if he was a hard taskmaster, and rightly so, this is what he was given the job for, not to be a pussycat and to be roll over at everything that people said to him.
Sandy was there, you'd be there.
Sandy,
okay, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Well, they do.
Can we move on?
It's big news in the sporting media.
Very big news. Yes. You wait till Miss Byrne gets hold of this.
Miss who?
Miss Byrne. Is she married?
I've got no problem with anyone.
Is she married?
I've got to ring her.
Well, Miss Byrne, is it Miss? Or Ms?
No, Miss.
Or is she they?
Miss.
They or
Miss.
Them or thy?
No, it's Miss. Miss.
No,
Fiona
they don't want
to.
She mightn't want to be called Miss. Ms. Ms.
No, it's Miss.
She might be wanted to call they or thy or those pronouns that you use to, that just gender neutral. She's not gender neutral, is she? No,
Miss Fiona Byrne.
Well, she's not married.
So how did she come into this conversation?
Because I think she'll report this. This could be a big item, I reckon, because Fox, I don't know how they're travelling.
Stop it. Come on.
How are Fox's ratings going?
Well,
do you know?
I haven't got the ratings.
They're going well. Have you seen their cricket numbers? They're breaking records every week.
Who is commentating?
On the cricket? Warney.
Warney and who else?
Gunn.
Yeah, I like Gilchrist. Him. He puts.
Hang on. Yes, Rod was saying that Rox's ratings were slipping.
Did you put Shane Warne on?
I did not.
Did you put Shane Warne on?
I did not say that.
They have
lying.
Been slipping, apparently.
No, they have not. They're going well.
So they're going well.
Come
Wouldn't?
No one cares.
Why? I see when Miss Byrne gets onto this, they'll say giant snub, man who started Foxtel Sport. Out in the wilderness. Footy. What a disgrace. She could come and do a photo and a whole profile on him and say it's just not right that this is happening. And
Did you see a column last week?
Whose?
Ms. Byrne. Miss Byrne of Byrne.
Yeah. What did it do?
She had Bill Brownless and Gary Lyon.
Yeah.
You saw that Christmas dinner.
Well, there's
Bill. We had
there's
Bill on.
What a great point, Donald. There are two people that have been maybe at loggerheads at some stage, but they've come together in the spirit of the Yuletide and joining forces and saying, I tell you what, life is too short. Let's embrace, move on. We were good friends at one stage. Let's try and get it back on some evil footing. Evil, even footing.
He's passed out.
And this is what I'm saying about him. Why wouldn't they ask the man who started Fox Sports to come along and say, hey, all is forgiven. If there's anything to be forgiven for, come and have a drink.
It's not
have a beer with Duncan.
He's not the problem. It's the people who are inviting, who are making up the list, Bill Cannon and Mike Sheehan.
But that's,
he's upset them.
But no, I'm giving the analogy. I'm giving the analogy that you gave about
and
those
two people.
And he goes
around to Sheehan's place too. He's friendly. Has a meal with. I wouldn't. You know, he left the podcast.
Enough. No, I would ask Mike just exactly why he didn't just insist a little more that you didn't get a gig. I would ask him that, but it's nothing to do with me. Don, it's nothing to do with us. In fact, we shouldn't have even discussed it. I'm sorry. Let's cut this bit out. You able to edit this? I don't think we should put this to air because it's embarrassed Rod. And we didn't want to embarrass him, did we?
Bit late.
Did you?
We've gone for half an hour.
Get another question quickly. Just a random question to break the ice.
Okay.
Here, go on.
You ready, Rod?
This is out of Don's Christmas gift.
The record for the longest time spent without sleeping is held by Randy Gardner and is 5 days, 18 and a half days, 13 days or 11 days. So Randy, did he stay awake for 5 days, 18 and a half days, 13 days or 11 days?
Can I ask a supplementary question? How big was the bag of Coke he was given just before he embarked on this record-breaking...
Does Coke keep you awake?
Apparently, Don.
Apparently.
It's only another... It's another 8 more sleeps till next Christmas. I don't know
How many days was it again?
I'll give you the days. This is for the record for staying awake. 5 days, 18 and a half days, 13 days or 11 days.
Well, you've gone from 5 to 18 to 11 to...
You
haven't gone in sequence.
Choices.
Well, you haven't gone in sequence.
But don't worry. Come on. Quick.
You couldn't stay awake for 11 days.
He did. That is the answer. Well, 11 days he stayed awake.
Mate, he's had to have some help. You can't stay awake for 11 days. That's just a physical impossibility. He must have had a huge bender. He got some A1 drugs. Amphetamines.
Talking about drugs,
yes,
I read a story today about the bikies.
Yes. What did
apparently they're very wealthy, the top dogs, and it's done through drugs. Why don't the police crack down or can't they trace?
I don't think they're trying.
Are they trying?
Of course they are.
They're not trying.
No, of course the coppers are trying to, but they're being outsmarted, I guess.
But if you know they're making their money through drugs, it'd be easy to trace, wouldn't it?
You would think it would be, Donald. You'd think that if there was a serious intent to stop it, this is my opinion, if there was a serious attempt to stop it, they would have a huge SAS force of armoured vehicles and almost an operation that you do to find felons or terrorists overseas. You would make a concerted effort Australia-wide to raid all those places simultaneously and really crack down on it. You would throw every resource at it. But, of course, litigiously, their lawyers... who have to follow the law, ask them for what evidence. So pretty hard to get all the evidence, isn't it?
What do you think about this, talking about this serious, something serious, this coronavirus, how there's a second strain over in England? They're allowing tourists into Australia now and we've got them in, people with the virus in hotels. Do you think they should do away with the hotels? I suggested Ambley Air Base.
Yeah, you're going for that again, yep.
Well, no, I'm not pushing that. I've got another one.
Oh, what, Avalon Airport?
Cedar Meats.
Avalon?
No. What about the Woomera Detention Centre?
I think it's full.
It's not full. It's empty. They built it for those...
the people on the rafts haven't been coming because of COVID.
The people on the rafts, they were put in the Woomera Detention Centre. Now, there's a facility in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't have to worry about them escaping like some of them are doing.
in Perth and whatever else. If they want to escape over there, good luck.
What about they put them into the cold storage facilities at Cedar Meats? They could quarantine them at Cedar Meats because you reckon that's where it started. It came over in refrigerated trucks. Refrigerated containers from Wuhan, and they could just put them in containers there at Cedar Meats. And Cedar Meats could be processing your Christmas ham over in this shed, and in that shed there's 800 people quarantined in one of their big refrigerated units.
Because we're coming into winter again.
Are we? Is that how the seasons
work? It'll happen. And I think we'll have another run of it like we had this year.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Now,
you don't think so?
Oh, how would we know, Don?
Well, there's an outbreak up in New South Wales.
Well, see, while the summer's on, Rod Rocket here.
Oh, here we go.
Well, hey, mate, you gave me a very good heads up about... They did a survey. This is our big news day. They did a survey of the paper, which was the most popular ice cream brand that's ever been marketed. What, didn't you, Rod?
Yeah, I did.
Well, don't say get.
I didn't know where you were going with it. Sorry, I'm still a bit shell-shocked.
Yeah, that's right. You could have brought that up at the Fox reunion, which is the greatest ice cream brand.
Okay, what, in Australia?
Well, no, what, it's just the premise of the question was what?
Yeah, the best, the number one ice cream of the last 20 years, was it?
Yeah.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Most recognised or the most popular?
The most popular.
Most popular.
Well, I'll tell you the one before 20 years.
Yeah.
Peters and Sennett.
I've got that written
down. No. It's not brands. It's not brands. like which ice cream, like Cornetto, for instance.
I've got that written down. Peters and Sennett's. Peters made Dixie cups. Remember the Dixie cups?
And
they used to bring you that little wooden spoon.
Yeah, that's
spatula.
a Dixie ice cream.
I used to eat 8 of those at a time because it's about a mouthful in each. I used to bang them in like there was no tomorrow.
What about Eskimo pies? They were very good. Well, Peters was very good at Eskimo pies.
Actually, you know what was number one, Don, which is similar?
What?
Monaco Bar.
Monaco Bar? I wish
people could see your face.
Monaco Bar.
Do you know what happened to...
They must have had a lot of them in West Footscray. Get rid of them.
I'll tell you what happened to Eskimo pies.
She's weird about them.
And incidentally, you're not allowed to call them Eskimo pies.
Why?
Well, because it's something to do with the Eskimos. What's an Eskimo called? A Inuit.
Yep.
An Inuit.
Yep.
Anyhow, Eskimo pies, they were fantastic because they were creamy, and then they tried to downgrade them to save money, and they become a lot of ice crystals in them because they put less full cream milk in them, and they did. And same with the drumsticks. The drumsticks used to be big like trumpets, you know, and then... They didn't change the packaging of the drumstick, but they put less ice cream in it. And half the bloody thing, when you got it, you peeled it away and there was a little bit of ice cream in it and still the packaging around it made it look as big, Donald. That goes on a lot. Gay time, remember streets?
Gay time, yeah.
What's that, Don?
Gay time.
Streets, gay time, still a popular thing.
Polachok.
What?
Yeah, they Senate's had a Polachok, which was an ice cream on a stick.
And it had a polar bear on it.
No, it didn't. It was like an Eskimo pie
on the wrapper. It had a polar bear.
Polachok. Oh, yeah. That was their brand.
You think we're eating polar bears?
Do you want the top 10?
Top 10 what?
I'll give you the top 10.
Top 10 what?
Hang on.
Ice creams. Popular ice creams.
Okay.
Do you follow any of those other ones?
The definitive ranking of classic Australian ice creams, right? And it's from the Good Food Guide.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Coming in at number 10, you won't know this one, the Bubble-O Bill. Do you know that one?
No.
It's like a cowboy and he's got a piece of chewing gum as his nose.
Keep going. Right.
Number 9, this is rubbish, this one, Rainbow Paddle Pop.
Yeah, well, we said paddle pop. Are they ice creams or are they icy poles? Yeah, paddle pops.
Both.
Yep.
Right. Number 8, the Choc Mint Drumstick.
I'll
tell you, this is boring. Number 7.
We'll just get through.
Lemonade Icy Poles.
I like
that. No, their ice creams are not icy poles. Ice cream is actually, just frozen ice.
It's their list, not us. This one's a cracker. Yeah. Number 6, Pine Lime Splice.
Don't know it.
I know it, but they're hardly ice creams. Go on.
Lemon Calippo.
No.
Calippo, not Calypso.
Hang on. No, Calippo.
Calippo. Go on.
Number 4. Tropical Frosty Fruit.
Oh, these are shit.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Where's the Magnum in that?
Hang on. Number three, Mango Weisbar.
No.
No, I fucking...
Oh, number yeah. two, this, you'll like this one, Golden Gay Time.
Yeah, Golden Gays. Golden Gay Time.
And number what? One, as I mentioned before, Monaco Bar.
Yeah, well...
Monaco Bar is fantastic.
The Good Food Guide, they've been pissed.
They've been, they've been got to.
It's bullshit. Now, Don, I tweeted this. I put this on. I said the greatest...
Hang on, I've got to
whatever. They're doing roadworks.
You've got to tell me.
They're doing roadworks.
Tweet and Instagram is different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They're doing roadworks.
And MySpace.
They're doing roadworks on the Monash Freeway up until the Westgate Bridge and further. The traffic every night is... I watched a Coles delivery van, a truck, big B-double.
Can you picture this, please? Just think about this.
I watched it. For 1 hour, it moved 300 metres. And
So you sat there and watched it?
Because I was sitting in my house watching, and I said, I kept an eye on it. The traffic was horrendous, and I thought there's an accident, but no, it's roadworks.
So
and
you sat there for an hour. What did you do? You just sat there.
I was sat there having dinner, I was.
And oh,
I
dinner?
What?
Out on the balcony?
No, I've got windows in the house. Oh, I managed to look out them while I was sitting at the table. Right. And I watched this truck and I took a photograph of it and a time-lapse thing on it. Took an hour to go 300 metres. And I thought, and the traffic was horrendous. It would have taken 2 hours to get over the bridge, to travel half a kilometre. And someone said, oh, well, they do the traffic, they do the roadworks every time this year. That is no excuse. Do you know the Westgate Tunnel project is $2.5 billion over budget? Why wouldn't they get people to work from 11 p.m. at night to 5 a.m. in the morning? Good 6 hours in the middle of the night when no in the well, middle of the morning.
Didn't they used to do? I thought they
and now,
did that.
Now they do it on peak hour when people are driving home. It is an absolute disgrace.
But hang on, no, I thought they did major roadworks at night.
Well, I'm telling you, not doing them at night here. As I said, I watched them just watched them.
Did you, hey, listen, while we're talking about roads and stuff, did you see about the, where's the money coming from for this rail line out to the airport? It's going, I don't know, out through Sunshine somewhere and somewhere else. Is it
where do you reckon? Federal, isn't that a federal thing?
I thought it was state.
I think it's federal. I don't know.
Is it going to be a day of reckoning? Or why does the Labor government keep spinning these things up? Are they trying to get people on side?
Well, they're also trying to keep the economy going.
Well, I don't know. I think they're doing a lot of spin.
You
know, they said about that.
Well, we do need it, don't we? We need a train to the airport, don't we?
Oh my word! I think we're one of the only countries one of the only cities that hasn't, or maybe the only international city that hasn't.
What about hot cross buns, Donald? They're out now in Coles supermarkets. You can buy hot cross buns now, which I think are meant to be synonymous with Easter, aren't they?
Well, Easter's coming. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, everything's coming, Donald.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So
they're out already.
Well, apparently there's a demand for hot cross buns, you know, buns with that little white cross on them.
It's not a true cross, is it? Well, the old cross was white, you know. It was
white. It's white icing.
No, it's horrible. What? It's just a bit of
not a true
cream.
Cross.
It's shocking. It's not a cross.
It's not a true cross.
No.
So, religious connotations have bitten the dust. We're in this secular world we live in, Donald.
They're not good crosses, are they? They're not. You've just shown me.
Now, how about
$10 billion for that, by the way, that it's going to cost to put
$10 billion
for that rail line out to the airport.
Just get
Where's
it.
The money going to come
China.
From? China.
Now, Belt and Road.
Belton,
hence rail and
when
road.
Are people going to wake up to him?
And now, well, now here's a bit of industrious intent from someone. I was at Vic Roads the other day, and there was a queue around the street and around the corner to get into Vic Roads. You get given a number. You listening to this?
Yeah, well, you've been there twice because you told me about the bloke with the dog. Last week when you went to
that's
Vic
right.
Roads. So you've been to Vic Roads twice. That's,
I've been four or five times.
Oh right.
Yep. And this guy said, I had an interesting experience at Vic Roads. He said I was in the queue and this young lad Can we? Where was he
doesn't
from?
Matter, he's just young lad.
He was. It doesn't matter where he was from. He was a young lad, very industrious. I think he. Can I say where he was from?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
He's Australian.
He's a genius. Listen to this.
He could well have been an Australian.
He's a genius.
He's helping you. He's behind the desk.
No, he wasn't. No, he was just a young lad of 10 or 11. He could well be an Australian, Donald. And he was going up with numbered cards and said, if you give us 10 bucks, I will give you this card and you can, because I'm next in line. I'm next in line to be served. And I'll give you my little
genius, isn't it?
For 10 bucks. No, there was a queue. It was like selling pies at the football. There was 12 people in line to actually pay $10 to this guy to buy. He started to auction it. In the end, he said, really? "Is there any advance on tenders? 20, 25 to you, 50 to the man in the back row, 50 sold." And the bloke paid him 50 and walked straight to the next. They said, "Could number 753 come forward, please, now?" And bang, the bloke went forward. There's 100 metres outside the back. What an industrious way. So
how old was he?
So you would obviously, he was 10. So you'd only obviously get one chit, of course. You couldn't, because you have to get in first to get your chit. So then I presume he would go to the back of the queue and he'd wait until another 3 hours until he got in. He'd get his thing and then he'd spend the whole day there to make two sales at $10, $20, $30. He'd make $100 a day from people selling his chit to jump the queue. And it's $100 a day for a 10-year-old boy who could well be Australian.
He was.
Well, you don't know he was Australian.
He was here.
Yeah, well, that's because he's here, it doesn't mean he's Australian. He could have been naturalised. Or
did you buy one?
No, because I got there.
You got outbid.
I got there at Sparrows.
Sparrows what?
Sparrows Fart.
What time's that?
Well, when they fart. Daybreak, Don. Oh, I got there when they first opened. Right. And so there was a little bit of a queue there. And but I thought, how clever is that? That boy would have spent best part of 8 hours to get two chits and would have sold them, probably made $100 for the day. And
if he are you calling them? Chits.
Chits.
Chits. They're little numbers. Chit. Chits.
Look it up. Chits. C-H-I-T. Yeah, chit. And if he did that 5 days a week, he'd make $500. Hey, not bad, is it?
It's great.
He could auction it out in the footpath. It was like selling a house. Righto, now we're selling ticket number 42. We'll start off at 10 to 15 to your 12, 40 over the back there, sir. Any advance off? Look, it was extraordinary. And so I thought, that is industrious, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
all right. Now, I was going to bring this up. This is probably sport. This is.
Hang on, what are we doing? I thought we were doing general. We were just talking.
We are just talking.
Or should you bring this up under?
Well, I'm about to explain why. One of the part one of this is sport, because we got on to. Part one of this is sport about the Chinese swimmer who has been... Remember the Chinese swimmer? What's his name?
Sun Yang.
Sun Yang, and there was a big to-do because he was suspended for drug cheating.
Yes.
And he... and this is sport, but there's a reason I bring it up now, is that he got exonerated because one of the judges...
No, he's been granted an appeal, so he's got to re-go through it all again. So it's been overturned, the initial decision. And he can now swim for the next 2 years while they redo it all.
Well, and they're redoing because one of the judges said in a fairly abrasive tweet on his Facebook, he said...
On his Twitter.
On his Twitter. Help me out, Rod. He said on his Twitter that one of the judges said that this is the people that the Chinese... government of the people that allow
worse than this.
Go on.
Hang on.
Dogs to be stripped and what was
so
it?
there was a oh, Jesus, he showed a shit, hang on, sorry, I'm trying to find it. So he showed an image of a dog being tortured, right?
Oh yes.
And he said sorry, bear with me. We'll just
get
this up.
Good. There's a question.
Why are we worrying about this? Because he won't come back to the form that he had.
No, I'll tell you why.
He's been out of it too long.
This is how people get out of paying the penalty, paying the price.
So this is not my words. No, I just want to make that clear.
This is this man's words who was on the judging panel.
So there's an image of a dog getting tortured by a person, and this guy...
Chinese people.
This is what he said, in quotes. "This yellow-faced Chinese monster, smiling while torturing a small dog, deserves the worst of hell. Shame on China pretending to be a superpower and tolerating these horrors."
Right. So this had nothing to do with the boy taking drugs when he's swimming, but because he was on the panel that had to assess whether he should be suspended or not, they cited that as bias, as to why he shouldn't be on the panel, because he's obviously biased against Chinese. And as Rod said, the appeal has been sort of upheld and it's been suspended and he's free to swim. It's got nothing to do with his charge, just that man made
a comment.
Derogatory comment.
So they've appealed on the basis they reckon that he was biased.
So you wonder why I brought that up, because that is sport. But then I said to Rod, but it's not unusual, because China have a week or a day or a week of dog eating. You eat dog. It's a festival where you bring your fatten your dog up and you bring it along and they skin it and hang it up like beef hanging up in a cold store, and you eat dog for is it a day or a week? He didn't believe me, and he looked it up. And he said, "I can't believe it. There is a dog eating day, a dog eating week in China,
and lychees."
Dogs and lychees. They said it's a very, very, very good combination.
Like that.
Dog and lychees. And he said, "You're making that up." He looked it up. And there is a festival of dog where you bring your dog along and you've patted it and taken it out and cleaned its shit up for a year. And then on the day of reckoning, you bring your dog along and someone puts a bullet in its head. They skin it and they put it up and toast it over chestnuts and roast it and serve it with lychees. It's extraordinary. And this is the man who actually pointed some of this out and said, well, that's why Sun Yang shouldn't be suspended for taking performance-enhancing drugs. I know a bloke who went to that festival, Don.
The dog festival.
Yeah, and he roasted it and he ate the dog. And when he'd finished eating the dog, all the carcass and that were there, and he looked down, it was his dog, and he looked down, he'd eaten his dog, and he looked down and he said, "Jesus, look at those bones." He said, "Rover would have loved those bones." Rover was the dog he ate. And he said, "Jesus, Rover would have loved those bones." So that's the man that is in trouble now for...
Somebody writing your stuff?
Oh, man.
Would you like...
So there we are. So
if you're invited to an orgy, you should know it's bad manners to bring this to the event. Okay, so if you're invited to an orgy...
I'd read that question out probably just a little bit more fluently if I was you, Donald.
I hung
on every word, but you messed most of them up.
Well, when I got to orgy, I was...
Orgy, what have yeah, I got here. The,
if go you're on. Invited to an orgy, you should know it's bad manners to bring this to the event.
Right.
A, a potato salad, a double-sized dildo, a camera... or an uninvited guest.
I'm going.
So if you're going to an orgy,
This is like Eddie.
It's bad manners.
There's only one of us that might have. Salad. What? There's only one of us here that might actually know the answer to this. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why do you reckon?
Have you been to an orgy?
Oh, that's my usual pastime of enjoying.
What, when you were snorting coke?
No, that's when I was staying up for 18 days. Now, Don.
Okay, Don, what's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you.
This is the
like the hot seat that we should speak
three
to.
Three and four
Eddie.
Sound like they might be
no
drama.
No,
the camera and the stranger.
Well, the potato salad. Let's go through them. The potato salad. I'm not sure where you'd put the cutlery or the camera. I'm not sure that people want you to take pictures of their bits and pieces.
What about the double sized dildo?
That's. B and D, isn't it?
Mightn't be necessary.
Double sized.
What about an uninvited guest?
Well, I reckon that could be that and the camera. I reckon it's between those.
No,
two.
The camera. I'm going C.
Okay, you're right, Rodney. Half right. Uninvited guest. You should not bring an uninvited guest to an.
But it's okay to bring the Hanamex.
Yes, or a double. Yes.
Double sided.
It's double-sided. Bad manners to bring an uninvited guest to an orgy. Anyway.
Okay, now, is there anything else that you wanted to speak about, Donald, there before we go on to sport?
No, there was a lot of other things. We just got kind of waylaid. Well, no, that Fox thing took up too much time.
Correct.
No, we just sorry went, to I think we listening. Went on a little bit too far with that Fox thing.
Thanks.
No, I think that I
know. But I'm going to talk to Bill Cannon.
And I'm going to talk to Mick.
And you're going to talk to Mick. So I'll talk to Bill and you talk to Mick.
Around the streets late at night, I'm worried because you ain't